Chapter 5. Not So Fast Funds. Even good plans don't always go smoothly, however. When Mrs. Nicholson made some calls to find out who could print copies of the book, she got some bad news. The nearest printer was so busy that he could not start the project for at least a month. Mrs. Nicholson had also found out that the cost of printing the book would be almost as much as the sale price. That was an extravagance they could not afford. Then there was the matter of letting everybody know about the book. Should they send out letters, make telephone calls, design an ad in the local newspaper? "This is getting very complicated," said Nina. "Tell me this," said Mrs. Nicholson. "If you had to send a really important message out to lots of people as quickly as possible, what would you do? Would you use the Pony Express?" The students laughed out loud. The Pony Express took up to 10 days to deliver a letter. "I know," said Lisa, pointing at the class computer. "I would use the Internet." "That's exactly what we're going to do," said Mrs. Nicholson. "We'll put the book on the website. Then we'll invite every family in town to read the book online and to give whatever funds they can." "The Book Brigade is back in business," cried Lou.